Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
I got a question for you, 1230. Do dogs like bones? I mean, I guess dogs like bones. I mean, I see them chewing on bones. But if I was a dog, I wouldn't like bones. I'd like steak. How many of you think if we flip-flopped the places and the dogs got to be at the table and we had to be on the floor, the dogs would eat the steak and give us the bones? So the question I have for you out of it is, why are we living off the bones in life when we should be eating steak? And I think the answer might be because the steak, we see it there, but we don't know how to eat it. And that's what I want to answer today. I don't want us to see a banner year and not know how to live it. I don't want us to think amazing thoughts and not know how to get there. I don't want to just tell you it's your banner year. I want to show you five steps so simple even an elementary school student could pull it off without much trouble. I'm ready to go ahead and walk in. I'm ready to go ahead and step in with 2020 vision. Hi. My future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. With clarity of vision brings clarity of life. Clarity of vision brings clarity of life. If you're a note taker, go ahead and write that down. And by the way, note takers go to heaven. I don't think that's Bible, but it sounds good. Clarity of vision brings clarity of life. And I believe with 2020 vision, with 2020 clarity, we're walking into our banner year of 2020. This is the last year of this decade. Let's make it count. We're not going to walk out of this decade the way we walked into this decade. We're going to change. We're going to have grown. We're going to have improved. Amen. We're going to change. Matter of fact, Romans 12 and 2. They'll put that up on the screen for me and leave it up there for just a couple of minutes. It says, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world. I'm going to stretch that just a little bit. To the pattern of your past. To the pattern of what was. To the pattern of what happened last year. To the pattern of the diagnosis. To the pattern of what they said about you. To the pattern of the limit that you put on the thinking of your future. To the pattern of holding on to the anchors that are holding you down. I'm telling you, no, no, no. Not today, Satan. Not this week. Not this month. Not this year. These were our banner years, somebody. It says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. What's transform mean?
Transformers, more than meets the eye.
Right? Robots looking like cars, cars looking like robots. What has your future been looking like in your head that it should be looking like? Transform, change, be changed. How? How are we changed? The scripture says by the renewing of our mind. By learning what we don't know, by getting the information we didn't have, by having revelation in our spirit that hasn't been revealed prior. So how do we get changed? By the renewing of our mind. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. Be transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. And there's this one little word that you probably pass up in the scripture. But it starts a sentence. Then. When? Once we renew our mind. How? By the washing of the water of the word. So once we are changed and transformed by the washing of the water of the word, by the taking of new information, by the renewing of our mind, then we get to live and test and approve what is God's good and pleasing and perfect will for your life. We serve a God who thinks bigger than you can ask, bigger than you can think, and bigger than you can imagine. So family, I'm asking you to open up your mind. I'm asking you to open up your heart. I'm asking you to open up your future to the change that God wants to bring to you this year. You're not supposed to stand idly by waiting for something to drop into your lap and wait for something to happen to you. No, we are going to be the conduit of change, not for something to happen to, but for God to work through. I'm here to tell you, you didn't come to church today on accident. You didn't come because it's the first Sunday of the year. You didn't even come because your friend invited you or your mama made you. You are here today because God appointed you for this time to hear this word, to activate something on the spirit inside of you, to wake you up from to the dreams that you've been scared to dream. God wants to release the potential on the inside of you. The Lord Almighty is begging you and beckoning you into the purpose that He has for your life. Your God, your Father, your Redeemer, He is asking you to step up. The Creator of the universe is in heaven today praying that you will say yes. So let me ask you this question. Will you say yes to Him today?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you one more time. As you answer the God of heaven and earth, are you ready to say yes to the future that He has for you today?
Yes.
Yes. Now turn to your neighbor and say, this is my banner year.
This is my banner year.
Say back to him, mine's going to be better than yours. And while we're saying things, I want you to say this. I want you to say, I am open.
I am teachable.
I embrace change.
There
is more for me.
I will believe it.
I will pursue it.
I will walk in it.
And I start today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, go ahead and worship Him for a second. Woo. Now I got a question for you. Are you ready to go to work?
Yes.
Everybody work, 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 work. I like the way you work it. Yo, diggity. Don't back it up. You don't get it unless you work it. It's not just going to drop in your lap. He's going to give you a plan. He's going to give you a purpose. He's going to give you a pursuit. And then He's going to ask you to pursue it. So I'm going to tell you how. Are you ready? All right. I've been planning for you for weeks now. Matter of fact, I'll prove it to you. Pull your bulletin out. Go ahead. Look at the back of your bulletin. It's not what it looks like every week, is it? Uh-oh. No, there's a space for you to write 10 goals on the back of your bulletin. That's because today, while we're in church, tell your neighbor, while we're in church.
While we're in church.
Today, while you're in church, you're going to write down your goals for 2019. And I'm going to help you develop them so they are attainable goals, banner year goals, faith-filled goals that you're going to reach this year. Are you ready?
Yes.
I need you to ask one question. Write this question down. You're going to write this question because clarity of vision brings clarity of life, right? So here's your question. What would it take for this year to be the most amazing year of your life? What would it take for this year to be the most amazing year of your life? Would it take having the baby? Would it take meeting the person? Would it take getting the promotion? Would it take paying off your credit cards? Would it take buying the car? Would it take paying off the house? Would it take getting out of debt? Would it take writing the book? What would it take for this year to be the most amazing year of your life? That's the question we're going to answer with our goals. So we're going to ask ourselves, and then we're going to turn around and we're going to ask God. What a better place to meet with God than His church. Because you see, man has his pursuits, but God directs his steps. Man makes plans, but God directs the path. Right? So we're going to say, oh, here's what I want to do, God. This is what I want to do. And then we're going to check with Him and make sure it's what He wants us to do. How many of you know outside of God's will for your life, there's leprosy? If you're not sure about that, just ask Gehazi. That's how he got it. He got outside of his call. He was wanting to be Elisha, but instead he was Gehazi. So he put on the clothes of the leper that he should have never received because the man of God didn't receive it. The leprosy was in the clothes that he put on, but that's another story. So there's leprosy outside the call. So we ask one question, what would it take for this to be the most amazing year of my life? And then two, we check with God. And then we start writing down these goals. And you'll notice as you start writing the goals, you're going to feel a little bit different. And that's because as you start writing goals, it's proven scientifically that your heart rate goes up and your blood pressure increases. Why does that happen? Because the spirit on the inside of you starts getting excited, knowing what's going to happen. Matter of fact, J.C. Penney, who was a good Christian man, he said, if you give me a stock clerk with a goal, I'll show you a man that's going to make history. He said, but if you give me a man that has no goal, well, I'll show you a stock clerk. You see, I love that quote because it proves that it doesn't matter where you start. I'm going to say that again because there's a bunch of you need to write that down. I like that quote because it proves it doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter what happened to you. It doesn't matter what happened because of you. It doesn't matter what zip code you're in. It doesn't matter whether or not you got your GED. It doesn't matter whether or not you got accepted to college. It doesn't matter whether or not they left you, whether or not they passed over you for the promotion. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter where you start. You can't change your destination in a day, but you can change your direction. That's what we're going to do. We're going to change our direction.
Well, I didn't come to church to hear a motivational speaker. My goodness, what has the house of God come to?
Oh, friend, all the motivational speakers ripped off God. He's the OG. Hope, that's God. Motivation, that's God. Dreams, that's God. Plans and pursuits, that's God. Prospering, that's God. Health, that's God. Living on the top and not the bottom, that's God. They all need to be paying the Bible royalties.
Well, I wish you'd prove that with scripture.
Well, okay, let's do it then. Isaiah 46:10 says, I declare the end from the beginning. I declare the end from the beginning and from long ago. Let's stop. I declare the end from the beginning. You see, that's writing a goal for where you're going before you even know that you're going there. And from long ago, what is not done.
Well, I wrote a goal before, but it didn't happen yet.
Give it a minute. He knows it's not done. And from what is not done from long ago, saying, my plan will take place. And I will do all of my will, says God. Speaking of Will, Will Smith has this big, beautiful, gorgeous home. It's got these glass walls in it. And on these glass walls, this guy walked into his house. He had like these notes and these papers and all this mess. And they're like, wow, what is that? Will Smith said, what is that? That's my new movie. He's like, your new movie, it doesn't look like a movie. He said, yeah, let me walk you through it. He's like, you have to have these good characters, and you have to have these villain characters, and you have to have these plot twists, because you can't see the end from the beginning, and you got to have ups, and you got to have downs, you got to have emotional dynamic, and walked him through. He's like, bro, that is so confusing. He said, where do you even start with something like that? He said, it's easy. You start at the end, and you just write a plan to get there. See, what you're writing down today is your goal. And that's going to give us our plan to get there.
Well, I don't know about plans. I don't know if we should make plans. I don't know whether these plans are too good.
Well, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord Almighty. Plans to prosper you. Could I put on goals about my financial future? Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Could I put plans about my health? Does God want good things for me? Not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God's got plans, so we should have plans. If we're going to have the plans, we need the goals. How do we get the goals? Here's four things. Number one, you're only going to write a few goals. Well, why? I have 10 spiritual goals. I have 10 financial goals. I have 10 personal goals. I have 10 relational goals. I have 10 vacation goals. I have 10 recreation goals. I got 10 plans for my kids. I got 10 plans for my dog. And I got 10 plans for my plan. I've done stuff like that before, but they've done studies on it. And they say that when you chase too many rabbits, you lose all the rabbits. So the study that's been done says if you write 7 to 10 goals, it allows us to narrow the focus so that we can achieve what God wants us to achieve. So that's why there's 10 spaces on the back of your bulletin. You don't have to fill it up, but I want to challenge you to put down at least 7. So number one, you're only going to write a few. Number two, you're going to write them quickly. You're going to write them quickly. You see, they say that you should take no more than 3 minutes when writing your goals. Why? Because any longer than that, you start talking yourself out of them. You start, well, I can never do that. And, well, that's really ambitious, and I'm not really sure about it. No. 3 minutes. That's why I want you to write your goals in church today. While you're in the sound of my voice, you just ask the question, what would it take for this to be the most amazing year of my life? God, are you good with it? I feel peace in my heart. No, I feel kind of upset. Okay, God, we're going to pass on the upset, and we're going to go with the peace. And then we're going to write them down. Here's number three. Number one, only write a few. Number two, write them quickly. Number three, write them in the past tense. Write them in the past tense. Why? Well, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by faith and not by sight. We're speaking faith words. We're thinking faith thoughts, and it leads the heart out of defeat and into victory every time. We don't talk about it as if one day it could happen. We speak about it as it already has happened. Say, I weigh my perfect weight of whatever the number is. My house is paid off. I'm accepted into the school. I received this promotion. This is my title. You go ahead and write it as if it's in the past tense, and make sure you write it down because you're going to need it. Because the enemy will come to you. Just like he came to Jesus in Matthew 4. If the enemy's going to come to Jesus, why do we think he's not going to come to us? Yeah. And in Matthew 4, he came to Jesus to tempt him. Who do you think you are anyway? Right. Why do you think you got this power? The enemy's going to challenge you over your goals and say, who do you think you are anyway? Why do you think you have any right to this? And in Matthew 4:4, Jesus answered the question the way he answered it every time with the same three words every time. And in Matthew 4:4, he said the three words, it is written. Keep that goal in front of you, and you can tell the enemy, this is my goal. I wrote it. I checked with God on it. He said yes, and I know who I am, and I know whose I am. I am a child of the Most High King, and I serve Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He happens to be my daddy. When you mess with the baby, all of heaven comes after you. You got to know who you are. And you got to know whose you are. And you got to write the vision and make it plain. Keep it in front of you. Because when the enemy comes to challenge it, you'll know what you're doing. Yeah. And then number four, you're only going to write a few. You're going to write them quickly. You're going to write them in the past tense. And you're going to write them specifically. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go on vacation in 2019.
That's wonderful. Where are you going to go?
Oh, I don't know.
That's why people don't reach their goals. People make these resolutions. Matter of fact, I tested this theory on New Year's Eve. I asked a couple of friends I was with, I said, hey, you got any goals for this year? And they're like, oh, yeah. And then they proceeded to list out like the top 10 goals that everybody else lists. The most common goals are, I'm going to save money. I'm going to get out of debt. I'm going to get closer to God. I'm going to organize the house. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to spend more time with my family. Blah, blah, blah. Do those sound like goals you have set before? Yeah. Y'all lying in charge. Do those sound like goals you have set before?
Yes.
They do. We set goals like that because it's a setup for failure. And that's what the enemy lets us be comfortable doing. So instead, we're going to set specific goals. I'm going to go on vacation. My question is, where? Well, I don't know. I want to go to the beach. What beach? I want to go to the Bahamas. There are 600 islands in the Bahamas. Which one do you want to go to? I want to go to Nassau because that's where the Atlantis is. Okay, great. You're going to go to Nassau, Bahamas. Wonderful. What hotel are you going to stay at? Huh? Well, you need to Google and figure out what hotel you're going to stay at. Well, I want to stay at the Atlantis, but I'm not ready to believe for that yet. But the Comfort Inn will give me access to the Atlantis, so I want to stay at the Comfort Inn. Good. Write that down. When are you going to go? Huh? Well, when are you going to go? Well, I don't know. Well, you need to put it on your calendar so that you have time off work to go. When are you going to go? Okay, I can go the first week in July because it has the 4th of July in it. Awesome. So now we know you're going to go on vacation to Nassau, Bahamas. You're going to stay at the Comfort Inn, and you're going to go the first week of July. What are you going to do while you're there? I'm going to snorkel off the beach at the Atlantis. Now we have something we can work with. You're going to snorkel off the beach of the Atlantis in the first week of July while you're staying at the Comfort Inn in the Nassau, Bahamas. Not just vacation. We know where we're going. We know what we're going to do when we get there. We can get a picture of it in our minds. We have a nice, clear goal. We know what we're working with because goals determine what drive you. Now we're going to have the drive on the inside of us to be able to get to the destination that we want to go to because we can't change our destination in a day, but we can change our direction in a day, and that's how we're going to get there. Amen? So now that we're writing our goals, turn to your neighbor and say, are you writing yet?
Amen.
Now we need to turn our goals into vision. Now we need to turn our goals into vision. Because when vision is clear, results appear. Now I can't really see out of these glasses, and they're kind of blue and they're opaque, and if I am not careful, I'm going to fall in this hole right here. So I got to be kind of still. But I wore them because they're cute with my outfit. No, I wore them because I didn't want you to forget the message, because I want you to write down in your notes, when the vision is clear, clarity of vision brings clarity of life. When the vision is clear, that's when the results appear. If we haven't had clarity before, that's why we haven't gotten results before. Tony Robbins says that setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. Doesn't that sound a lot like 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, that we walk by faith and not by sight? Told you God was the OG. He's the one who set that up. We're taking things out of the spirit in the unseen realm, and we're putting them into the physical realm of the earth and the natural realm so that we can see them. And that's what we need to be the difference between us and them. Because let me tell you about them for a minute. So one of our pastor friends who was on the board came in town, spent a few days with us, working on, with us on what we're doing as a church over the next year. And I went to the Hyatt, to the front desk, to pay his bill with a guy named Zach. And I talked to Zach, and I got the bill, and I looked at it, and I said, Zach, this bill looks really cheap. I think we got charged the wrong rate. He said, oh, no, we're not on holiday rate. We're on we need people here rate. I said, are you kidding me? He said, yeah, the first 2 weeks of January are always dead. I said, really, why? He said, because everybody's doing their New Year's resolutions, they're meal prepping, they're going to the gym, they're saving money. I said, man, that must be really hard on the hotel. He said, oh, no, the third week, everybody gives up on their resolutions, and we make more money than ever. We're booked up. You see, 25% of people give up on a New Year's resolution or a vague goal within the first week. 60% of the rest of the people who have these vague goals and these kind of unformed resolutions, they give up within the first 6 months.
Well, I just knew it, Ed. That's why we shouldn't even come to church today. We're just looking at something that everybody's going to quit anyway. Don't even write it down, Ed. Don't waste your time. It's not for us anyway. We're legacy people. No, this is not the posture that we're supposed to have.
You know, the enemy's trying to give you every reason why this doesn't apply to you. I'm here to tell you, if you are 75 years old, you've got more urgency to write your goals than ever, because you need to be coming up with a legacy plan. Who's next? Who's following you? How have you set them up to succeed? And what have you done for them? And write your goals around that. You want to be more effective than ever. These are my sunset years. Yeah, these are the years to really make a difference. Make a difference. Go to Growth Track. Make a difference. Get in a small group. Make a difference. Give God something bigger and better than ever. Make a difference. Really serving Him this year. It's a year to make a difference. So here's how. Here's how we turn a goal into a vision. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I got about 70% of y'all. You ready?
Yes.
All right, there we go. Okay, is this okay for today?
Yes.
Okay, so here's how you turn a goal into a vision. Number one, you write down your goal every day for 30 days. You write down your goal every day for 30 days. Now, there's three qualifiers to that. Number one, you can't look at yesterday's goals. When you write them down on your bulletin today, you can't look at it tomorrow when you go to write it down. You got to write it down fresh without looking at it. But I'm going to forget what it was. I'm going to leave one out. I'm going to say something wrong. Yeah, I know. That's going to make you think about it some more. And that's going to take what's out there floating in the air, and it's going to internalize it and burn it into your soul. So number one, you're going to write your goals every day for 30 days without looking at them. And also every morning before work. Well, why before work? I need my coffee. You guys complain a lot. No, I understand you need your coffee, but here's why. You get to work, you get busy, you have a bad day, you go home, you eat supper, you got 10 things you got to do, you do the 10 things, you get tired, you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, you didn't do it yesterday, and the enemy is already stealing your future with distraction. You get up every morning, you don't look at yesterday, you write it before you go to work, and here's the last of the three. You write it with pen and paper. Pen and paper? Pen and paper. Oh, she's so old-fashioned. I'm a computer person. So am I. But let me tell you the intention of writing it on pen and paper. You see, pen and paper burn it into your memory much more than 10 keys and 10 fingers do. So we want to write it down with pen and paper every day for 30 days.
Well, I don't even know where I'll write that.
Oh, I told you I knew you were coming. I made it easy for you. So here's what I want you to do. Right now, real quick, on your phone, go to NicoleCrank.com. As soon as you go to NicoleCrank.com, right on the entry page, there's a little pop-up screen. You just hit the button, and you will get a download for free. Everything's free. It's for free, and it's a 30-day download. There's one sheet for every day. They're numbered day one, day two, day three, day four. They've got quotes. They've got scriptures. We made them cute so it's fun. There's 10 little places to write your 10 goals because we want to set you up to live the future that God intended for you. So you're going to get the download. You're going to write your goals every day for 30 days. You're going to write them without looking at yesterday. You're going to write them before you go to work, and you're going to, I forgot number three already. What am I going to do for number three? Oh, you're going to write them with pen and paper. That's right. You're going to write them every day for 30 days. You're going to write them without looking at them. You're going to write them in pen and paper, and you're going to write them. See, I'm testing y'all. Okay, I'm going to be honest. The first time I forgot, the second time I was testing you. Right? So every day, we're going to write them down three times. We're not going to look at the day before. We're going to write them every morning before work. We're going to write them on pen and paper. You're going to get the download, so it's going to make it easy. Why are we going to do this? Mark Victor Hansen, he wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. He said, by recording your dreams and goals on paper, you set in motion the process of becoming the person that you most want to be. You put your future in good hands, yours. You know, you never regret investing in yourself. Warren Buffett says it's 1,000% return on that investment. So we want to send you out there with your goals written every day for 30 days. And then, did you guys get some Post-it notes when you walked into church today? Those were not random. Those were like 33 cents a piece. And times 10,000 people, how many of you know? That's a lot of money. But we're investing in you. Here's what you do with the Post-it notes. Each Post-it note right now, take a goal you wrote on the back of your bulletin and write one goal on each Post-it note. And then when you get home, you place those in places around the house that you're going to go every day. Put one above the toilet paper roll because you know you're going there. Like you're literally going there. Put it in the refrigerator, right? Because you know you're going there. Put it on your phone. You know you're going there. Put it next to the TV remote. You know you're going there. Put it on the speedometer of your car. You know you're going there. Put it on your computer screen at work. You know you're going there. Put them little places that you're going to get the vision before you. Because on day 31, after you've done your downloads, on day 31, after you've been looking at your Post-it notes, on day 31, you're going to add images to your goals. You're going to take the vision and you're going to make it plain. Do you guys have my vision board by chance? Thank you very much. You see, when the vision is clear, results appear. And Jacob, that's what he did. When he was fighting with his uncle, doing business, falling behind in business, he was getting cheated out of his business, really. So he made a goal with his boss, Uncle Laban, and he said, hey, so I'm falling behind, I really can't do this, so to make it easy, can I just have all the spotted sheep and all the spotted goats and all the spotted cows? The uncle's like, we don't really have many of those, and people don't want those. Jacob says, I want them. Can I have those? He said, all right. So once he got permission for that, whenever the sheep would come in to eat at the feed trough, Jacob would take a branch off a tree, and he'd wait till the sun was just so, and he'd hold up the branch just right so that the shadows from the branch would land on the sheep. And when he looked at a white sheep, it looked like a spotted sheep. You see, you got to see it to be it. You got to make the vision clear. And when that sheep would have a baby, guess how it would come out? It would come out spotted. So that's why we need our vision board. You need to see it every day. Matter of fact, our office in St. Louis one week and West Palm Beach the next week. How many vision boards do you think I have? I got two. Because I can't go a whole week without looking at my vision board. I got to keep it before me. I got to make it plain. And this is still part of last year's vision, but I wanted to leave some of it because I wanted to talk to you about it. You see, one of my goals for last year is I wanted to preach in a secular arena. Not in a big church. In a secular arena. I just wanted to let y'all know that it's on my calendar for March 2019. I'm going to the Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and I'm preaching to 7,000 people in a secular arena because you got to see it to be it, and we serve a faithful God. Amen.
Well, that's good for you. That's just so nice for you.
No, put the vision before you. Make it plain. It doesn't work for me. It just works. So here's another picture I want to share with you, and I'm actually going to ask the TV guys if they'll help me out and put this real big on the screen for us. Let's see if they can do that. Give them a second. Ah, oh, there we go. Who's in this picture?
Oprah.
Who's she talking to?
Me.
What network are we on? Yeah. Do you know the show set that we're on? Super Soul Sunday. This picture is not real. I am Photoshopped in here. But I'm not shy about it. You take the vision. You make it plain. I'm putting it out there. Where are you at, Oprah? Come on, girl. Let's get on this business. I got a busy calendar. We got to fit this in. It hasn't happened yet. But Isaiah 46:10, we're not letting that delay get in our way. You see, Proverbs 29 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. I can see it. It's in front of me. This is going to happen. God's going to open your eyes. God is going to restore your vision. Habakkuk 2:2, the last scripture I'm going to share for today, it says, write the vision. Make it plain on the tables so that he can run who reads it. You see, it goes on to say in that very scripture too, for the vision still awaits appointed time. Don't give up. Don't give in. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. That's why we ask, what's going to take to make this the best, most amazing year ever? And then we check it with God. It says, for it seems slow. Wait for it. Wait for it. That's what the scripture says. It says, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. God's got a vision for your life. He's got a plan for your life. He's got pursuit for your life. He just needs us to buy in to what he already knows, as long as we'll go for it. And actually, that's not all the handles that I have. When I prayed over this over my Christmas break, God gave me five things. He gave me goals, vision. He gave me an action plan. An action plan includes a map. What's a map? It's measurement, assessment and action, and printing it out. Then a commitment and reward. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it all in 30 minutes or less. And actually, after this, we have a director's meeting with our dream team directors, and we're going to actually be going over maps because we're going to make some maps for the church. So they're going to get the action plan part of this. But I don't want to leave you out. So what we did this past week, the video team and I took hours and hours, and we recorded a section each on goals, vision, action, commitment, and reward. You see, you need that action plan, that map. Let me tell you a little bit about that real quick. I had a friend told me when we did this, they said, I want to do $1 million in business a year. I said, that's great. Let's make a map for that. How much do you have to do a month? He said, I don't know. We figured it out. I don't remember what the number was. Said he was like, wow. How much do you have to do a week? It's $18,333. Great. Divide that by five business days. It's $3,800 and some change a day. We broke it down to that. He was like, hey, I can do that. I said, great. We're starting to develop our map, our weekly, our monthly, our yearly, and our daily goal. You see, you have to have them all, because if you miss a day, you can't get dismayed. You got to fold that into the week. Where did we end up for the week? Well, don't get dismayed. Let's fold that into the month. Well, don't get dismayed. Fold that into the year. You need to know where you're going. And then, okay, great. So how far away are you? Is the gap like this and we just need to do a little more? Or is the gap like this? Do we need to go out and do some Facebook ad marketing? Do we need to touch old clients and see if they've got new business? Do we need to send out some emails? Do we need to send out some direct mail? What are we going to do?
Well, I don't have a business that's going to do $1 million. I don't know what to do.
All right, let's do yours. Maybe you want to pay off your credit cards. How much do you owe? $12,843. Okay. At least you know where you're at. That's measurement. Okay, how much do you need to pay that off? Well, I need $1,000, $1,050 a month. Great. How much is that per paycheck? I don't know. It's $575 a paycheck. Great. Can you do that? That's kind of tight. All right, what else are we going to do? I don't know. Google it. Well, did you know that eBay says that the average American has 50 items in their household that will bring the average of $3,000 on eBay? Stuff they're not using? So there are other ways, there are other plans, there are garage sales, there are things we can do. But if we're not making an action plan, then there's commitment. What's commitment? Commitment, it sounds like the reason a lot of people don't get married. But I want to make commitment sexy, because commitment is the difference between where you are today and where you want to be. So I work with you for commitment and how to make commitments. And then we do rewards because you have to celebrate where you are on the way to where you're going. Otherwise, it's going to seem too hard. It's going to be too tight. It's going to be too long. So you need to party along the way just a little bit, like, hey, we got $1,000 paid off on the credit card. So tonight we go out to eat somewhere reasonable. Or, hey, I lost 10 pounds. So today, cheat day, anything I want. You got to build in those reward plans so it doesn't get too hard. So I did these 5 videos, and each of them are 10 minutes or less. And the way you get them is when you get the downloads, I'll send you an email. On the bottom of the email, there's a red button. You click the red button, and it sends you another email with the links. They're free. Share them with whoever you want. Just arming you with motivation, encouragement, tools, handles to get all the way to your goals in 2019. And so the last thing I want you to do, if you wrote goals today, will you please stand up with me? Because I want to pray for your goals. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to have some accountability. And so I want you to share your goals with me.
Well, how do you do that?
Put them on my Instagram.
Well, I'm scared everybody's going to see them.
Okay, if they're super private, DM me, but only if they're super private. Put them on Facebook. Put them on Twitter. When you get the videos, you can comment below the videos. Put them in the video comments. Put them in my blog comments. Write a letter and send it to me. You want some accountability out there. I showed you my picture of Oprah, right? Quid pro quo. I learned that line from Hannibal Lecter. Got young people who don't know who he is. Quid pro quo, Clarice. Quid pro quo. Can't even say it. I showed you Oprah. I showed you mine. Now show me yours. Right? So let's share. And that puts some accountability out there. And then when I get them, I will pray over them. And I'm going to pray over them right now, but I'm going to say you're not all the way there yet. Your goals are probably a little rougher, a little vaguer, a little wider, and you're going to tighten them up real specific. You're going to send me those specific goals. I'm going to pray over them just like I am now. If you wrote some goals today, will you stretch your hands to heaven with me? Father God, I pray for my friends right now, each and every person in the sound of my voice. God, you put us together for a reason. Thank you for opening our hearts and our minds to things that we weren't even thinking about yesterday. But God, you were. So now, God, as we're opened up, I ask you to plant dream seeds on the inside of every single heart, every single person that's listening. And God, we're going to water these seeds with faithfulness. We're going to water these seeds with writing it down. We're going to water these seeds with vision that comes from heaven, God, because we're going to write the vision and we're going to make it plain. The willing and the obedient, they eat the good of the land. You told us in your word how to do this. So here we are. We're going to do it. Here we are. We're going to work it. And when we work it, we're going to walk in it, because that's the kind of God that you are. You reward faithfulness. So right now, I decree that courage is coming from heaven, and strength is coming from heaven, and wisdom is coming from heaven, and knowledge is coming from heaven, and opportunities is coming from heaven, and breakthrough is coming from heaven. Things you wanted to send us before, but you could not yet because we had not said yes. We say yes right now, Lord, so you can send it our way. We will be faithful over it, and we will steward it, and we will live in your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and give him a worship that he is worthy of, friends.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.